after the official talks held in Havana between Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel and Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev, the will of both sides to continue developing that bilateral relations was rated as an excellent and was reaffirmed before the press. The first to speak was a Cuban president, Miguel Díaz-Canel.
Hemos sostenido provechosas conversaciones con el presidente del gobierno ruso, Dmitry Medvedev.
We have had helpful conversations with Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev in the traditional atmosphere of friendship, cordiality, and full mutual trust that characterizes the excellent relations between the Republic of Cuba and the Russian Federation. I have sent special greetings to President Vladimir Putin, who reiterated the invitation to visit us at the time his agenda allows, and with whom I will have the opportunity to meet again later this month in Moscow. I have thanked the Prime Minister for the firm and permanent position of the Russian Federation against the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba, and I have explained how it has worsened in the past year of the current administration, especially regarding financial persecution and the brutal sanctions on ship owners to prevent the arrival of energy to our country.
In the similar terms, the Russian Prime Minister expressed himself, who assured that the parties had reconfirmed the desire to strengthen the partnership between the two countries.
We have exchanged opinions on issues of the international bilateral agenda in a traditional atmosphere of friendship and trust. This meeting has again shown that Cuba is an important partner of Russia in Latin America. These binational relations develop in long-term conditions and are not affected by today's short-term situation. We build them based on mutual respect for our interests and based on friendship. However, not everyone looks forward to this equitable dialogue. Over the past few months, the United States has significantly hardened Cuba's economic blockade, its desire to create a toxic atmosphere around cooperation with the island is evident, scare economic investors, and have a form of energy blockage. But the experience of Cuba of almost 60 years resisting the embargo shows that a policy of animosity in international affairs fails, and attempts at pressure and strength have no future.